Cupid. So Cupid comes when Krishna meets his Dwarka queens. But Cupid, seeing, without my agitation only, these queens are agitating Krishna with their love and affection and devotional service. What is my use here? He just gives up his bow, right? So Cupid has no role to play in Krishna's, pastimes, Madhurya pastimes. And Cupid, millions of Cupids can't even stand in front of a fraction of the beauty of Krishna also, right? This South Indian chant, Suprabhatam. In every South Indian Vaishnava temple, we'll see, we'll hear this. Kandarpadarpaharasundara divya murte kanta kuchamburha kutmala lola drishte kalyana nirmala gunakara divya kirte shri venkata chalapate tava suprabhatam. Kandarpadarpaharasundara divya murte. Krishna's beauty can steal the pride of Cupid. Kandarpa darpa hara. Kandarpa has a lot of darpa. He has a lot of pride that he is so beautiful. Kandarpa darpa hara. He can steal the pride of Kandarpa. Sundara divya murti. That is the beauty of, the Supreme Lord. Then, Kalyana nirmala gunakara divya kirti. Kalyana nirmala gunakara means he is the award of all auspicious qualities. Right? Divya kirti. His fame is so divine and transcendental. Sri Venkata Jalapate Tavasaprabhatam. That's how they are waking up. Our Cupid is nothing in front of you. You wake up and just bestow all auspiciousness and to all of us. Right? And the Supreme Lord's form, either in Vishnu form or any other Vishnu Tattva form, is glorified in several transcendental literatures, including Bhagavatam. But the topmost manifestation of the absolute truth is Krishna's form in Vrindavan, right? It is desired by so many personalities, right? Brahmaji approves this. So we often discuss this prayer that Brahmaji begins with in the 10th canto, 14th chapter. Naumidyate brobushe thalitambaraya gunjavadamsa paripichala sanmukhaya vanyasraje kavala vetra vishanavenu lakshmasriye mrutupade pasupangajaya. So the superiority of Krishna's form as cowherd boy is acknowledged in many scriptures and even by the great personality Brahmaji only. No mediate abravabushe taditambaraya. His body is, abravabushe, of the complexion of a cloud, right? And his cloth is the complexion of a lightning, right? Then gunjavatamsa, gunja. So Krishna doesn't wear big, very costly ornaments, gunjamala. In Vrindavan, he wears simple gunja beads there. So these gunja ornaments are superior to the ornaments of Vaikuntha also. Chakravartipa says, right? And gunja vadamsa paripitsa lasan mukhaya. And his face is resplendent not with some costly pearls or jewels, with a peacock feather, which is freely available that too in Vrindavan. Then vanyasraje, he is wearing simple forest flowers, and they are considered even superior to the parijata flowers of Swargalok. Kavala vetra vishana venu. Kavala vetra means holding a golden little curd rice in hand or stick, right? So these are all different features of a cowherd boy. Cowherd boy carries curd rice in hand. Cowherd boy carries a stick, to control the cows. Cowherd boy, holds a buffalo horn. So these are all different ornaments of cowherd boy. See, our Brahmaji is glorifying that form. Then, Mrudupade. Mrudupade means very soft lotus feet. So why Mrudupade may be applied to all other Vishnu Tattvas also, but here there is a special significance of the lotus feet of Krishna in Vrindavan. Because Krishna in Vrindavan will never wear chappal. In Vaikuntha, Vishnu wears chappals, right? But Krishna never wears. So Krishna is directly touching the surface of earth in Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is glorified for having the opportunity or the fortune of getting the direct touch of Krishna's lotus feet, right? So even all the Vrajavasis and the land of Vrindavan and all the animals or birds in Vrindavan preserve that lotus footprints of Krishna. So that is the superiority of Krishna's lotus feet, Mridupade. And Pasupa Angajaya. Pasupa Angajaya means Brahmaji is addressing Krishna as son of Pasupa, the cowherd man who is Nanda Maharaj. So indirectly he is glorifying Nanda Maharaj's position superior to Vasudeva also. So, and Krishna's being son of Nanda Maharaj is on a superior level than Krishna's being son of Vasudeva also. So this form of Krishna is very superior. Prabhupada says, Advaita Machita Manadi Manantarupam. So there are so many forms of the absolute truth. But still his form as the young enjoyer of the gopis and the companion of cowherd boys, Kaishora Murti, Vrindavan, Gopal, is most perfect form. Thus, Vaishnavas accept the form of Lord in his Vrindavan pastimes as the chief form. The chief most form is Vrindavan, Vrindavan Bihari form. So, and another effect, as Lord Shiva says, of seeing Lord's form is Darshanam no didrikshunam dehi bhagavat architam rupam priyatam amswanam sarvendriyagunanjanam. Seeing the form of the Lord is satisfying to all the senses. By seeing something, it is satisfying to the eyes. By eating something, it is satisfying to the tongue. By touching something, it is satisfying to the skin. But the darshan of the Supreme Lord's form is satisfying to all the senses of the person who is seeing. So that's how darshanam no didrikshunam dehi bhagavat architam. Our Shiva, Lord Shiva is saying. So Krishna is raso vaisaha, the source of all relishable relationships. So all the propensities of our senses can be satisfied when engaged in Krishna's service. Then, now another important concept. For example, a material, as I discussed just now, a material sense object has to be experienced with the respect to sense only. If I have to experience rasmalai, I have to put it in my mouth only. If I put in my nose, I can't experience the taste of rasmalai. Right? So the respective senses only can appreciate the quality of a sense object. That is, when in contact with material senses and material sense object. When it comes to spiritual subject matters, any sense can, just like Krishna has this quality, Anganiyasya Sagalendriya Vrittimanti, Pashyanti Panti Kalayanti Chiram Jaganti. So Krishna's any sense can act on behalf of any other sense. Right? Krishna can eat with his eyes. So similarly, any aspect that is related to Krishna can be experienced with any of our senses. It's a spiritual or sense object, not a material sense object. Right? We can, one example, our Krishna comes into this arena, wrestling arena of Kamsa. So all the Mathuravasis are watching Krishna. This Sukadeva Goswami describes, Pibanta iva chakshurbhyam, lihanta iva jihvaya, jighranta iva nasabhyam, silishyanta iva bahubhi. They are only seeing Krishna with their eyes. Nothing is happening. They are in the auditorium witnessing Krishna. And see what all they are experiencing. Pibanta iva chakshurbhyam. They are drinking Krishna and Balaram with their eyes. You drink with your mouth, not with eyes. But they are drinking with your eyes. And they are drinking what? Not some liquid. Krishna's beauty. So, pibanta iva chakshurbhyam. Seeing Krishna is satisfying to all senses. Lihanta iva jihvaya. They are seeing Krishna as if they are licking Krishna with their tongues. Then, jighranta iva nasabhyam. They are smelling Krishna with their nostrils. Then, silishyanta iva bahubhi. Silishyanta iva bahu means they are embracing Krishna with their hands. Krishna is somewhere in the midst of wrestling arena and they are watching. And all their senses are getting enlivened and responding to the darshan of Krishna. That's why darshanam no didrikshinam sarvendriya gunanjanam. Then they say, uchuh parasparam tevai yatha drishtam yatha shrutam. Whatever they have heard, whatever they have heard from different sources about Krishna, they started discussing. So now their sense of speech is also getting nourished by the darshan of Krishna. తద్రూప గుణ మాధుర్య ప్రాగల్భ్య అస్మారిత ఇవ. సో దే ఆర్ రిమైండెడ్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్స్ బ్యూటీ, క్యారెక్టర్, ఛామ్ అండ్ బ్రేవరీ, అండ్ ఆల్ ది మెంబర్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆడియన్స్ ఇన్ మథుర రిజలింగ్ ఎరీనా ఆర్ డిస్కసింగ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దట్, రైట్. సో శృతేక్షిత, దట్స్ వై వి కాల్ శృతేక్షిత. శృతేక్షిత మీన్స్ ద ఐస్ ఆఫ్ ఇయర్స్. ఇయర్స్ కెనాట్ సీ, బట్ వీల్ గెట్ ద ఎబిలిటీ టు సీ బై హియరింగ్ ద సౌండ్ వైబ్రేషన్. సో వెన్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ టు ద స్పిరిచువల్ సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్, సో అవర్ సెన్సెస్ యాక్ట్ ఇన్ దీస్ వేస్, రైట్. సో ఆల్ మథురావాసీస్ ఆర్ కంటిన్యూయింగ్ బై దేర్ అప్రిషియేటింగ్ ద దర్శన్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ ఈవెన్ మోర్, రైట్. ద నెక్స్ట్ వర్స్ సేస్ గోప్యాస్తపః కిమచరణ్యదముష్య రూపం లావణ్య సారమసమోర్ధ్వమనన్య సిద్ధం దృగ్భిః పిబంత్యనుసవాభినవం దురాపం ఏకాంతధామయశశ్రియ ఐశ్వరస్య. గోప్యాస్తపః కిమచరణ్యదముష్య రూపం, దిస్ రూపం దట్ ఈస్ standing in front of us, that we are drinking with our eyes, that we are licking with our tongues, that we are embracing with our hands, that we are what else is mentioned here, jikhranteva nasabhyam, that we are smelling with our noses. So this form is regularly seen by the gopas and gopis in Vrindavan. What austerities they have done. If someone is omniscient, please let us know what austerities they have done. So they are saying like that, lavanya saram. They glorify Krishna's form in different ways. So this description again emphasizes the superiority of Krishna's form as cowherd boy, you know, as superior to any other Krishna Tattva form, right. Lavanya saram, it's not only some superior form, oh this form is superior to that form, it just doesn't exhibit some superiority over other forms. Lavanya saram, it is the essence of all beauty. That is Krishna's form as Gopa. Asamordhvam, asama, there is no one equal. Where is urdhvam? What is the question of being superior to this form? So there is no form superior to Krishna's form. There is no form equal to Krishna's form also. Right? Ananya siddham, and how did Krishna attain this form? I mean, Krishna need not attain this form from somewhere. It's inherent. Right? Krishna by default has a very beautiful form, which can surpass any other forms, right. Ananya siddham, then anusavabhinavam. By seeing that form, one can never be satiated at any point. By seeing the form of Krishna as a Gopa, the more one sees, the more he feels that nourishment inside, right, the more he relishes that form. Anusava abhinavam, every time it appears newer and newer. Durapam, very rare to attain. Even Lakshmi cannot attain this form. Right? Lavanya saram asamordham ananya siddham, then drigbhi pivanti anusavabhinavam durabham. And we are describing Krishna's form so much, so it's not just his beauty is superior. They say, ekanta dhama yashasya shriya aishwarasya. This form of Krishna is ekanta dhama. It is the abode of not only beauty, Shriya Aishwarasya, all other opulences also. Don't think that this form is only beautiful. It is powerful also. It is wealthy also. Right? It has renunciation also. So, it is endowed with all opulences. That is the superiority of Krishna's form. All opulences in full. So, there is no, that's why the gopis, when Krishna is entering the forests of Vrindavan, so they glorify Krishna. Before they say also, Sukadeva Goswami says one verse. Varha peedam natavaravapuh karnayor karnikaram vibhradvasah kanaka kapisham vaijayantim chamalam randhran venorathar sudhaya purayan gopa vrindher vrindaranyam swapadaramanam pravishat kita kirtir. So when Krishna is entering the forests of Vrindavan with all his cowherd boys and cows, and by playing the flute, it's the very most pleasing and beautiful sight that gopis are feeling separation from that form. Hare Krishna is going, and the whole day, their whole day is spent in recollecting what all Krishna doing activities, what all activities that Krishna is doing in forest. So one, they say that akshanvatam phalam, will not said the whole verse, akshanvatam phalam. So in their recollection with Krishna, recollection of the beauty of Krishna and the activities of Krishna when he is outside in the forest. The first, very first verse they say in the Venugit is, that begins with Akshanvatam Phalam. The Creator has given, granted us eyes. What is the use of this eyes if you can't see the forms of Krishna and Balaram doing their activities as cowherd boys? Right? And Chakravarti Bhad raises an argument. If someone may question, Akshanvatam Phalam, you are other girls, right? You are thinking about other boys, you are saying seeing their form is very intoxicating for you. So some superiors may point this out. How are you just discussing about Balaram? They are saying Akshanvatam Phalam Idam Paramam Vidama. This is not only required for us. Seeing Krishna is required for each and every living entity. Right? Akshanvatam Phalam means to see Krishna is the goal of every living entity. Not just we. Right? Superiors, no, don't chastise us. The essence of having eyes, right, is satisfied, the purpose of having a eyes is satisfied only if one sees Krishna, beauty of Krishna only. They say like that. So now, not only that his form is beautiful, because this verse, this whole section is describing the beauty of Krishna, beauty of the Supreme Lord, so we just mentioned that. Prabhupada brings out another theme. The very first verse we began with is, Snigdha Pravrat Ghanashyamam Sarva Saundarya Sangraham. So Sarva Saundarya Sangraham means Krishna is the collection of all beauties that we see in the material world and spiritual world. So Prabhupada brings out a very interesting point there. When Supreme Lord attracts everyone, and especially in Vrindavan, Supreme Lord attracts every Vrajavasi, but he was not so pleasing to the demons. So Krishna's form was not so pleasing to the demons. But devotees, like six Goswamis, when they were at Vrindavan, their presence was pleasing to the demons also. Six Goswamis are dhira dhira janapriyo. Right? Even materialists and spiritualists, even demoniac people and devotees also appreciate the presence of six Goswamis in Vrindavan, which was not appreciated so much by Krishna. When Krishna was present. So, the beauty of Krishna's personality is not only his physical form, but his heart also. Krishna gives more credit to his devotees. That is an important part of his beauty. This is the point that Prabhupada brings out. Right? Krishna was not very pleasing to the demons when he was in Vrindavan. But when six Goswamis were in Vrindavan, they were pleasing to even demoniac people. So sometimes Lord gives more credit to his devotees than he takes for himself. That is Krishna's beauty, not only his physical form. So example he gives Arjuna. So Krishna orchestrated the whole Mahabharata Kurukshetra war to make Arjuna a hero. Yesterday Gaurambra was discussing. And we are spreading Krishna consciousness movement. Actually it is envisioned by Lord Chaitanya. Right, Prabhupada said, but we are spreading, we are given the opportunity, we are given the credit of spreading Krishna consciousness. Right, so Krishna gives more credit to his devotees. That is the beauty of his personality. Right, and Narada Muni says in the Dhruva Maharaj episode, Tarunam Ramani Yangam Aruno Shtikshana Dharam Pranatashrayanam Dramnam Sharanyam Karunarnavam. Tarunam, Lord Swami is always beautiful, youthful. Ramaniyangam, each and every limb of his body is properly formed. So there is no part of Krishna's body that is lacking some beauty. Ramaniyangam, Arunoshtekshanadharam, his lips and his eyes are like reddish or pinkish, as Prabhupada says, pinkish, like the rising sun. So he didn't stop there. Narada Muni continues. Pranatashrayanam, another aspect of his beauty is Pranatashrayanam, he is always prepared to give shelter to the surrendered soul. Dramnam. Dramnam means seeing him is transcendentally pleasing to all the senses in all respects. So anyone so fortunate to look at him feels all satisfaction. That is dramnam. Sharanyam. Sharanyam means if there is any personality in the entire cosmic manifestation worth giving shelter to someone else, that is only Krishna. Sharanyam. right? Always worthy to be the master of surrendered soul. Prabhupada says, everyone has to surrender to some superior. But in material world, the master is not perfect and servant is not perfect. So master is not worthy of giving shelter to someone, and the servant surrenders to someone only if he is obliged to do so. There is no voluntary surrender. But when it comes to Krishna, when someone takes the darshan of Krishna, the submission and surrender and the submissiveness is voluntary and spontaneous, Prabhupada says, right? He is not obliged to do so. Saranyam. Automatically, as soon as he sees the beautiful, youthful nature of the Lord, the living entity surrenders. Karunaranavam, he is an ocean of mercy. So that is the aspect of the beauty of Krishna, not only his form, but his heart also. Right? So his Karunaranavam, his own ocean of mercy. So we have the beautiful forms of Radha Vrindavan Bihari with the prayers of many devotees and the efforts of Mahabhagavata Prabhu. So now, this, as we were discussing, Karunaranavam is an ocean of mercy. So Krishna, now, he is beautiful, he is merciful. So the relevance of his beauty to all of us, the conditioned souls or the practicing sadhakas, is his Karunaranavam. He is being the ocean of mercy. So Krishna loves us the most, right? Krishna loves us more than any other living entity does in the entire cosmic manifestation. Right? That is seen in his acts only. He never leaves us. Even if the living entity commits such abominable activities and takes birth as pig or worm or ant or some worm in stool or anything, he doesn't leave his heart. He stays in the heart as super soul. Right? Matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. He is directing the wanderings of the soul by staying right in the heart. Right? Other, there are family relatives, we may have known our relatives or friends last few decades, and we will be with them for next few more decades. After that, just like this example is given, twigs or leaves on the surface of a flowing river come together. Similarly, two souls come together when they are in some material bodies and they just depart. But who is with the soul always? In his full journey in the cosmic manifestation, that is Krishna. And he enacts this Srishti Leela repeatedly just to give an opportunity for the conditioned soul, one more opportunity to go back to Godhead, right? And he incarnates for all of us, Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinaya Sahaja Dushkritam, right? And whenever he incarnates, he does pastimes. Whenever he leaves the pastimes for us to discuss, right? And although he has unlimited, innumerable devotees in the spiritual world to serve him with so much love and affection, still he wants us. For example, a CEO of a multinational company who is earning, thousands of crores in a month, right, and he has a branch in Galtare, and the turnover per month is 500 rupees, and all the employees are not cooperative. Not only not cooperative, they are envious of the CEO. What impetus that the CEO has to spare any time on this Galtari company, right? But Krishna, although he has, his MNC, his super very great company flourishing and with so much profits in the spiritual world, he still comes to the material world to reclaim the conditioned souls, right? So, and he gives Bhagavatam for all of us. Soham Ranam Kshala Sukhaya Dukkham Mahatgatanam Viramaya Tasya. These fellows are conditioned souls are, struggling in this material for a meager amount of happiness, viramaya dasya, to give a break from their suffering. So I give Bhagavatam, like that. So Krishna loves the living entity more than anyone else does, right, in the entire cosmic manifestation. Now, that is from Krishna's side. In fact, we also love Krishna the most, more than anyone else. We forgot it. But we love Krishna the most. When Parikshit Maharaj asked this question after the Brahma Vimohan Leela, he got a doubt. How could all the cows and the gopis of Vrindavan could love Krishna more than their own sons? When Krishna came as son, their son, for that 1 year, their love for their sons increased, multiple times, millions of times. So Parikshit Maharaj got this doubt. Then Sukadeva Goswami simply clarified, saying that that is the natural constitution of every living entity. By default, every living entity loves Krishna more than anyone else. And Vrajavasis are in their natural constitutional position of soul. Right? So, he gives a very systematic process that by default, any person loves whom does he love the most? He loves himself. So, by default, every person loves himself the most. And even if he is apparently seen to love others, some have this desh bhakti, some have a lot of affection for his family members or some other philanthropy and other society. This is all, as Bhagavatam describes, it's a bewilderment, demonstration of the bewilderment of material life and a manifestation of gross ignorance of the non-material soul. So, because there is no knowledge of soul there, they are just engaged in so many philanthropic activities. So, somebody loves his country or society only because he is a part of that society, as a part of that country. Right? If he is born in India, he is not loving Britain. If he is born in some America, he is not loving China. Just because he is a part of China, he says, China is great or India is great. Right? So, actual dearness of every soul is towards his self, his own self. That dearness is being manifested in his dearness to the body and the bodily relatives and the body in which the place in which the body is born or any other things. So, the I-ness is more prominent than minus. So, he loves himself the most because he is living in this body, he is loving the body the most. Right? Because he is loving the body, he is loving whatever is connected to the body. So, actually everyone loves himself the most. So, in the young age, people may think that they are this body, that's why the bodily conception is more prominent. When they become old, the tendency to live is still prominent. Then he will think that he is different from the body. So, the actual dearness is towards one's own self, not body or bodily possessions or bodily relatives. Right? So, now the reason that Sukadeva Goswami or Prabhupada gives is why one's own self is dear to the soul, because the soul is part and parcel of Krishna. So, mama evamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana, mama eva amsho, because it is part and parcel of Krishna, the soul has the potency to attract one's own self. If the soul has no connection with Krishna, then the soul has no potency to attract anyone. Anything, any object or any person in the entire material world or spiritual world, so anything has any potency to attract others' attention only because of its connection to Krishna, because it is part of Krishna. So the reality is that we love Krishna the most. Our love for Krishna is manifesting in our love for our own selves, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Our love for our own self is manifesting in our love to the body and other things. So the actual dearness of every soul is towards Krishna. Just like we discussed that Krishna loves us the most more than anyone else, and we love Krishna more than anyone else. So we love Krishna the most, Krishna loves us the most. That is the eternal relationship between the soul and Krishna. So, and this concept or this love between the soul and Krishna is manifested in its supreme most extent in the behavior of Vrajavasis. Vrajavasis are the best examples of the love between the soul and Krishna. So they have complete realization that Krishna is the dearmost object of every soul, and they act on that platform. That's why there is no wonder that when Krishna comes as sons of all these gopis and cows, so it's not a wonder that they are loving him the most, more than their own sons. Like that. So, living entity by default loves Krishna more than his own self. Like that. So, to demonstrate the fact that soul loves Krishna the most and Krishna loves the soul the most, so all the pastimes of Vrindavan are described in Bhagavatam. Right? So, Krishna did unlimited adventures and miracles in Vrindavan to demonstrate this fact, his love for the Vrajavasis. So, Krishna actually uses his opulence to maintain or create or destroy millions of universes to kill the demons in unimaginable ways. But as Surinath Radhana Swami Maharaj says, the topmost manifestation of Krishna's Achintya Shakti happens when Krishna attempts to please his devotees. All other miracles, killing demons and doing many, many other things, they are all manifestation of Krishna's opulence, definitely, his power. But he manifests his opulence or power to the maximum possible extent only to please his devotees. In pleasing his devotees, he was giving the example of Krishna sitting in the midst of so many cowherd boys, right, millions of them, and taking prasadam, and each and every cowherd boy is feeling that, you know, Krishna is looking towards me only. But how can a person sitting at one place, facing towards one person or just few people in front of him, give the same feeling to every people, every person, you know, millions of people sitting around him? So that is Krishna. That is Krishna's Achintya Shakti. So this is manifested to please his devotees. Right? So Vrajavasi is, Maharaj is saying, loving Krishna more than one's own self requires removal of all our designations, egoistic ideas, impressions that we formed since time immemorial. So all these thick layers of impressions have to be removed for the manifestation of the purity of the soul in loving Krishna more than anything else. So the purity of the soul and the pure activity of the soul is manifested in the behavior of Vrajavasis. Right? So Gopas ask Krishna sometimes, we were hungry, now we are hungry, feed us some food. So they are actually wanting Krishna to eat something. Krishna may be hungry, so he should eat something. But if we say that Krishna, you are hungry, you eat something, he will not eat. So we should say that we are hungry. Then out of his love for them, Krishna will get some food. And because they love Krishna the most, they say that we love, we want food, and Krishna will acquire. So that is the, and Krishna, Mother Yashoda is churning butter. So many gopis come and complain to Mother Yashoda, "Hari, your boy is stealing butter from our house." And Yashoda Mai is not concerned about the prestige. Hari, Krishna is son of king. So the prince of a place is going to the citizens' houses and stealing something. Right? It's like defaming the queen. So Krishna, Yashoda Mai is not so much concerned about the prestige or the complaints of gopis. She is concerned that I want to feed the best butter. I am not feeding the best butter to Krishna, so he is going to others' houses, so I will make the best butter. So she will feed Padmaganda cows with her own hands, and then makes butter with her own hands. So that is the manifestation of love of Vrajavasis towards Krishna. Same thing in Brahma Mohan Leela. So we'll discuss Kaliya episode now. This in little more elaborate. So this episode, the few verses in this episode will make us appreciate the loving exchange, the relation between a soul and Krishna manifested to the topmost extent. So Kaliya, Krishna jumped into the Kaliya lake. We will begin from there. Tam prekshaneya sukumara ghanavadatam श्रीवत्सपीतवसनं स्मितसुन्दरास्यं क्रीडन्तमप्रतिभयं कमलोदराङ्घ्रिं सन्दस्य मर्मशुरुषा भुजया च चाद. सो कृष्ण सीइंग दट कालिया इज क्रिएटिंग सो मच डिस्टर्बेंस इन द कालिया लेक, सो कृष्ण डिसाइडेड टू चास्टेज कालिया. सो ही जंप्ड इनटू द लेक ऑफ कालिया. तं प्रेक्षणीय सुकुमार घनावदातम. सो कालिया सा कृष्ण Prekshaniya, the form of Krishna which is so pleasing to see. Prekshaniya. Sukumara, very delicate. Ghanavadatam, of the complexion of Ghana, these clouds. Right? Then Srivatsa Pitavasanam Smitasundarasyam. So he's having the mark of Srivatsa. Pitavasanam, yellow clothing. Right? Smitasundarasyam, very beautiful, enchanting smile. And what is he doing? Kridantam. He started playing. Small, this 5-6-year-old boy jumped into this venomous snake's lake, and even birds who are flying on the lake will just burn to ashes because of the poisonous fumes. Even the vegetation also around the lake will not grow because of the poison. And this 5 or 6 year old boy is just entering the lake and then started, you know, kridantam, swimming pool. That was a swimming pool for Krishna. So Acharyas described that when Krishna was swimming, just he's splashing the water and just water is just going out so high, so much outside. That is agitating Kaliya. Kridantam aprati bhayam, absolutely no fear, right, of Kaliya, right? Kamalodar angrim, his angri, his lotus feet are like Kamala Udara. Kamala Udara is the whorl in the lotus, so as soft as the lotus whorl. So he is just playing. Sandasya marmasu rusha bhujaya chachada. So by seeing Krishna, although in such a pleasing form, Kaliya became so furious and started biting him on the chest. That prekshaniya sukumara ghanavadadam has no effect on Kaliya because his heart is filled with envy. So started biting. So now this is the scene there. What is the effect of this scene on the Vrajavasis? That is the next many verses. Tamnaga bhoga parivitam adrishta cheshtam alokya tat priya sakha pasupa vrutasa krishnerpitatpa suhrudartha kalatra kama dukhana shoka bhaya moda dhyoni petu. So seeing that, tam naga bhoga parivita madrishta cheshtam, tam naga bhoga are the coils of the serpent, are parivitam, this encircling, coiling around Krishna, adrishta cheshtam, cheshtam are the activities of Krishna, adrishta cheshtam means they are now more seen. So Krishna's, boyish and naughty or enchanting activities are no more seen. He is just bound or imprisoned in the coils of Kaliya. Adrishta cheshtam, tam naga bhoga parivitam adrishta cheshtam, alokya, seeing that, tat priya sakha, seeing their dearmost object of their love, priya sakha, their own friend, seeing like that, so pashupa, all these gopas, pratasha, they became extremely distressful. And here is a boy, like many other village boys are there, he is one of the boy. When Krishna is in danger, that is creating such an effect in the hearts of all this whole cowherd community. Not just some of his close friends are affected. Each and every living entity in the entire Vrindavan is affected when Krishna is in danger. So those living entities included cows and calves also. Right? Not only the human beings. Then why is this so? Krishna arpita atma suhurdartha kalatra kama. Krishna arpita, they have offered everything to Krishna. What all they have offered? Atma, their own selves. Suhrid, their own relations. Artha, wealth. Kalatra, wives. Kama, all their desires. The object of all their desires is only to please Krishna. Right? So seeing them like this, seeing him Krishna like this, dukkhana shoka bhaya modha dhiyo nipetu. They are totally bewildered. Their intelligence is bewildered. They just collapsed on the banks of Kaliya, Kaliya's lake. Right, and all the cows, bulls, calves, they were crying piteously and they were fixing their eyes on the vision of Krishna and they are about to cry but they are too shocked to shed tears. That is the position of cows and calves of Vrindavan by seeing Krishna in that condition. And there are three types of fearful omens in the entire land of Vrindavan, in earth, in sky, in the bodies of all living entities. Right? So when this kind of inauspicious omens arise, every living entity would generally be perturbed, foreseeing any calamity on his own part. But when there are inauspicious or bad omens in Vrindavan, each and every Vrajavasi was thinking that Krishna is in danger. They are not thinking that something is going to happen to me. Right? I'm in danger, my wife is in danger, or my son is in danger. No. Krishna is in danger. And spontaneously, every single Vrajavasi, they are running towards Kaliya Lake. How is this possible? Tana Laksha Bhayodvigna Gopananda Purogama. So seeing this inauspicious omens, everyone went towards the Kaliya Lake. There is long description. So what was their fear? Vina Ramena Gah Krishnam Gnatva Charayatam Gatim. Krishna today went to head the cows without Balaram. This is the news every Vrajavasi knows. So Krishna went without Balram, so he must be in danger. Right? Balram is the protector of Krishna. That's how they understand. So Tair Durnimitair Nidhanam Matva Praptam Atadvida Tat Pranas Tat Manaskasya Dukha Soka Bayatura. So they are extremely in great distress, and they were running towards, you know, Kalia Lake. And who are all included in that? Abala Vriddha Vanita Sarve Inga Pashu Vrittaya. Each and every person in the cowherd community, including the animals, so they are Abala Vriddha Vanita, even the children, even ladies, even the old people, all the gopas, gopis, everyone just spontaneously went there, seeing the inauspicious omens. Nijakmur Gokula Dina Krishna Darshana Lalasa. Seeing the bad omens, they are Krishna Darshana Lalasa. I don't know whether they lock their doors when they are coming out. Right? They have absolutely no fear of all of that. They have only fear of Krishna. Right? But Balramji was smiling. He knows the potency of Krishna. But all these Vrajavasis do not know because of their love for Krishna. So now this is the love of Vrajavasis, love of a soul towards Krishna is manifested. Now see the love of Krishna towards Vrajavasis. Krishna and Balaram, although knowing that Krishna is not actually in distress, so they allowed all the Vrajavasis to suffer like that for a long time. Why? Is it sadism on the part of the Supreme Lord to allow the most beloved living entity to suffer like that? That to Vrajavasis, the purest living entities. So the reason is given. So Krishna is tasting their love. That is Krishna's love for Vrajavasis. Krishna is tasting their love, their anxiety for Krishna. So Vrajavasis are completely liberated souls. So they can't have any material emotions. Whatever emotion they are having is a very spiritual emotion. So because they love Krishna so much, seeing Krishna in apparent danger, the love of each and every Vrajavasi intensified to the maximum possible extent. It intensified so much that at one point they are about to leave their bodies only. It went to that extent. Seeing Krishna in danger, they were, you know, I think there is no reason for us to live anymore. Till that point Krishna took them. Krishna was bound in the coils of Kalia, just waiting, tasting their love. Right? So the whole situation has to be seen in a spiritual point of view. Otherwise it will not be seen at all. Right? So, and by the way, how they all reached to Yamuna? Following the footprints of Krishna. Just now we discussed in the beginning of our presentation that no Vrajavasi or no cowherd or no bird in Vrindavan would disturb the footprints of Krishna, because Krishna is the master of cowherd community. Right? So all the animals would also walk along. Right? They will not stamp on Krishna's footprints. So they reached there and they saw this scene. And Krishna allowed them to be so for some time. So basically, like, the whole Leela is there. As what I wanted to highlight is, when Krishna is in danger, all these Vrajavasis were so much afflicted by their loving emotions towards Krishna. And to taste their love, Krishna is doing something. Means he is allowing the Kalia to bind himself. He has no anxiety about his image. In future people may say that Krishna struggled so much to kill a water snake, right? That water snake could bind Krishna for whatever, 1 hour, 2 hours, whatever. So Krishna is not concerned about that. So it's below my dignity to be allowed to, be coiled around by this stupid snake. While Anantashesha, Balaramji, is my friend, he's my sakha. Right? He is my brother. So he is not concerned about that. He is concerned about tasting the love of Vrajavasis. Right? Even at the cost of people's ridicules or anything like that. So even in Govardhan Leela also, just because they gave importance to Krishna's words, Krishna, they stopped Indra Puja. Right? And they gave more importance to Krishna's words, and while living under the Govardhan for 7 days and 7 nights, they have no thoughts about their house, what is happening to my property there. No, they are just completely absorbed in reciprocation with Krishna for 7 days and 7 nights, and each of them must be feeling good. This can continue for the rest of eternity. We don't mind. Right? So, conclusion is the purity of the soul is manifested in the behavior of Vrajavasis. So, when Parikshit Maharaj asked this question, how could this Vrajavasis show more affection towards Krishna than other and then their own children? The answer is, this is the natural constitutional position of every soul. Every soul in its pure state loves Krishna the most, more than his own self. Right? And Krishna loves every soul the most. This is seen in the relationship between Krishna and Vrajavasis. Like that. So we can't imitate Vrajavasis. What we can do, what we can see is we can cultivate Krishna consciousness as a part of our sadhana bhakti, understanding by all these descriptions that this is the potential of all of us. Potentially every soul can love Krishna to this extent. Right? Potentially every soul can have love for Krishna more than his own self. Right? That's what Maharaj also explains many times when he has to speak about Vrajavasis. Right? And to love means to serve. And the emotion of servitude is coming from Balramji. That is the role of Balramji. So we have many things to share about Balramji, but we'll move forward. One thing, the emotion of being servant, one verse I will just say, Krishna Dasa Abhimana Ye Ananda Sindhu Koti Brahma Sukha Nahe Tara Eka Bindu. Krishna Dasa Abhiman. Right, the Abhiman, many people have so much Abhiman, but the Abhiman of being the servant of Krishna, to have the emotion of being a servant of Krishna is the topmost. Yehi Ananda Sindhu, it is the ocean of Ananda. And Koti Brahma Sukha Nahi Tara Eka Bindu. A drop of this Ananda of being the servant of Krishna cannot compare to the joy of Brahma Saukhya multiplied by 10 million times. So that's how Kaviraj Goswami says. Lord Chaitanya respects Advaita Charya. He is the godbrother of my spiritual master. He is as good as my spiritual master. Lord Chaitanya takes the mood of servant and worships Advaita Charya. And Advaita Charya, Chaitanya, he is a boy, he is not saying like that. He is in the mood of servant. Right? Lakshmi Devi, Brahma, Shiva, Narada, Sukha, all four Kumaras, Nityananda, Srivasa, so big list of people. So Kaviraj Goswami gives. So each and every personality, whether he is a superior to Krishna or junior to Krishna or equal to Krishna, they are all in the mood of servant of Krishna. Including Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, Gopis, Gopas, everyone. Right? Whichever rasa they may be in, they have the emotion of being the servant. And the source of that servant emotion is coming from Balaramji. Right? Krishna Premare Ehi Eka Apurva Prabhava Guru Sama Laghu Ke Karaya Dasya Bhava. Guru Sama Laghu. The elder or younger or equal, everyone karaya dasya bhava, they are in the mood of servant. Right? So, just one small thing, because Radhashami is also appearing soon, I'll just share one small point about Radharani also. So, we discussed Balramji and Krishna. So, in the conversation between Ramanandara and Lord Chaitanya, they discuss many things. So, they begin with Swadharma Charan, Krishna Karma Arpan, Swadharma Tyaga, Jnana Mishra Bhakti, Jnana Shunya Bhakti, Prema Bhakti, in that Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, then Raganuga Bhakti, then they go till Radha Prema, right? Dasya Sakya Vatsalya, then Kanta Prema, Radhara Prema is the Sadhya Siromani. The highest, the topmost thing is to Radharani's love for Krishna, right? So Krishna is described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as Akhila Rasamrita Murti Prasmara Ruchirudha Taraka Pali Kalita Shyama Lalito Radha Prayan Vidhur Jayati. Vidhur Jayati means Krishna surpasses everyone in excellence. Although Krishna is the topmost and no one can surpass him in any aspect, Radha Prayan, he endeavors a lot to please Radharani. That is his job profile in the spiritual world. Recently, the second batch has this verse. So, this verse says that this verse has all interpretations, that this is referring to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Ramachandra, and Lord Krishna also. Because Janmashtami time, we will discuss only Krishna part. Right? So Krishna tyaktva sudushchita surepshita rajya lakshmi. So Krishna left Mathura, which is desired by even demigods, and he came there in Vrindavan, right? Yadagadaranyam. Then to become what? Mayavragam daita yepshita anmadavat. So here this Mayavragam indicates he became Vragam. Vragam means animal. So he became a toy animal. Toy animal means like small girls play with some toy animals, right? So toy tiger or toy cow, like that. So similarly, Krishna became a toy animal in the hands of Maya. Maya is the internal potency of Krishna, which is Srimati Radharani. So he left Mathura and came to Vrindavan to become a toy animal in the hands of a small girl, Srimati Radharani. So that is Krishna's job profile. That is Radharani. So now, many other things are there which are like way beyond our comprehension. So not for our discussion. Just one small point which we can relate to and which we can take inspiration from this topmost Sahaja Siromani, Radhar Prema or Kanta Prema, is this. Kaviraj Goswami gives this description that Srimati Radharani is like a creeper of devotion to Krishna. And all the other gopis are like twigs and leaves and flowers of that creeper. So, the Krishna's transcendental pastimes are compared to watering the creeper. So, when creeper is watered, then all the twigs and leaves and flowers are nourished. Similarly, all the gopis feel extreme pleasure only when they see Srimati Radharani serving Krishna, engaging in pastimes with Krishna. That is watering of the creeper. Then gopis all automatically feel joy. Got na? So now all the gopis, the topmost devotees of Krishna in the spiritual world, they feel utmost pleasure only in seeing Radha and Krishna come together and they engage in pastimes. Now what is the pleasure of Srimati Radharani? She always pushes other gopis. You directly serve Krishna. You are always allowing me to directly serve Krishna. You directly serve Krishna. You directly serve Krishna. That is Radharani's mood. So the mood in the spiritual world is to encourage other devotees in engaging in direct service of Krishna. Right? So that is one thing that we can take encouragement from, take inspiration from. Encouraging others in direct service. So we also encourage others if it is a background service. If it is a backup service, he will do. If it is a dressing service, I will do. Something like that. Just an example. So, encouraging other devotees in engaging direct service or intimate service to Krishna. So, it is a mood of not only Goloka Vaikuntha also. Paravatanya Dattasarasa Chakravaka Datyuha Hamsa Sukatittiri Barhinamva Kolahalo Viramati Chiramatra Mucchair Bhrangadipe Harikathamitavka Evagayamane. When the Bhranga, when the bumblebee is coming and started making sounds. Harikatham iva gayamane. It is resembling Harikatha. Although it is not directly doing Harikatha, his sound is resembling Harikatha. Still, all the beautiful birds which can make beautiful sounds with beautiful voices, right? They maintain a low profile. Chiramatra mucher. Bhranga, you speak Harikatha. And all the beautiful flowers and plants of Vaikuntha, so they allow Tulsi. Gandher chite Tulsi ka varanena dasya. Tulsi Maharani has done so many austerities to please Vishnu. So she should be pushed forward for the service of Vishnu. So we will maintain a low profile. That is the mood of even the plants and birds of Vrindavan and even gopis of Golok Vrindavan. Right? That is the mood there. So to summarize, we discussed about Krishna's beautiful form in Vrindavan. So its form only is not beautiful, his heart is beautiful. He loves every soul the most. Not only that, he loves us the most, we love him the most. That we discussed. And to love means to serve. To serve, the servitude emotion is coming from Balramji. And Srimati Radharani, so how they are serving, what inspiration that we could derive. So consciousness of spiritual world is to encourage other devotees also to come closer. That's what Kunti Maharani also says. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Janmashtami Maha Mahotsav ki. Jai.